We're going to concentrate on politics for a moment now, because yesterday was the annual general meeting of the Tralee Municipal District, and that is the one that elected Fianna Fáil Councillor Johnny Wall as the new mayor of Tralee for the next 12 months. He's with me. Johnny, good morning to you.
And good morning, Johnny.
Congratulations. You're back in charge of Tralee.
Oh, back. What a time to come in. After a flood of massive proposals last Saturday.
Yeah, it certainly is. Look, on the wider sense of that, Johnny, it does, and I know there is work being done, and work will be starting in the next year or so, I'd imagine, on improved flood defences for Tralee. As isolated as this event may or may not be, it shows that work is needed, because as Rebecca Wall said there, you know, Tralee's built on a river.
Oh yeah, but I mean, over the years we brought up the flood relief scheme, which worked, in fairness to it, but I think the amount of rain that fell in a half an hour was unprecedented ever. I never remember rain like that. I mean, it was just the manholes just couldn't take the amount of water. You know, and I think one of the good things, I think, that happened, that we didn't have a big high tide or something like that, that would have stopped it altogether. Because as soon as the storm passed, the flood went down straight away. You know, if we had a high tide, it might have failed there.
Yes. Yeah.
But I think that we will be getting a report on it in the council. And I think I'd like to know why the flood relief scheme didn't take some of that water away. You know, if you take, like, the way Tralee is built, it's like an amphitheatre. It's coming from Lee down into the Rock Street, straight out of the program, is a slope. And when you have that amount of rain falling and the manholes can't take it, it's going to come straight down. And I don't know the answer to that, but we'll have to get engineers to look at it.
Yeah, and have a look and see what needs to be done and what can afford to be done and other things like that. And there is, aside from that, the CFRAM works that will come in terms of longer term flood defences. Yeah. So we'll see how that works all
CFRAM.
In.
The one thing I will say though, the council workers were out as soon as they could, and in fair place to the fire service, they were out straight away and helping it everywhere they could.
Yeah, okay. Now, Johnny, you've been a long time at this. You were first elected to the Urban District Council in 1985. This is your seventh time being mayor. This will be your final one as you're retiring next year at the local elections. What would you like to do in the next 12 months?
Well, I've been at this for, I suppose, nearly 20 years, trying to put a cover over the square. I finally got it down that we're establishing a reason for it, and we've got a viability study going on. I've written to the mayor of Leeds and some of the councillors about how their system works. They have a fine covering over half the town there. And I hope that we would, the feasibility study that's going on will say that we need it, because if you think about it, even that horrific rain we had in Saturday, the pipe band, we had six pipe bands travel from all over the country, especially to the pipe contest in the town park. And unfortunately at 3 o'clock is when they were due on. They were rained out, they were soaked all of it. They could have moved on into the square. Oh, the square, I don't know how much water went into the square itself, but at least it has been covered. You know.
It would have been something. Well, are you confident that you know, a cover, you're not talking just about a canopy here, you're talking about a serious structure to be able to handle every sort of weather that we get?
Oh yes, the whole cover the whole square down along to Tesco's, the Torshamsa. You know, during the roads of Tralee, you could have the roads where you could have anything you want on in the square. You're not worried about the weather. The St. Patrick's Day Parade, could be held in the square. Hail in the Block could be part of in the square. The food festival, they all depend on weather.
Mm.
And if we can allay that problem, I think it's a big game changer for the centre of the town. Most people go to the shopping centres because they're covered and they can walk around their ease. If the square was covered and all that area, and it can't be done. It's not going to be a big job, it can't be done. It would be a big game changer for the town centre.
Okay. What about the future? You mentioned festivals there of the Rose of Tralee. things seem to be at a crossroads at the moment. Yeah. What would you like to see happen in the next 12 months?
I think what we would have to do, and I suggested this at our meeting, is that the council should meet together in September. And we have a number of festivals that the county council are responsible for, like St. Patrick's Day Parade, as I said, Fear in the Blah, the Food Festival, you know, the Festival of Kerry, and kind of set up some kind of a unit that will manage how these are going to work in the future. And separate them so that we know where the money is going to come from, who's going to be running it, how it's going to work. You know, so the council will have a hands on in it. At the same time, it'll be at arm's length. Yeah. Looking at my gist of it.
Yeah, that's important. Because you can't have the council running it directly.
No.
That's not its role. You need a committee, you need people from Tralee involved and some sort of a unit to operate those festivals across the year.
And a council official on that committee, so they'll have a big input into it.
Okay. All right, listen, Johnny, we're out of time, but listen, congratulations, and we'll look forward to the next 12 months, and thanks for talking to me this morning.
Right. Thanks for joining. God bless.